but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Then a woman came and told her husband, saying, A man of God came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of God, very terrible. But I asked him not whence he was, neither told he me his name. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way, and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And unto Absalom there were born 3 sons and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance. And he settled his countenance steadfastly, until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, Let the king live for ever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Thou prevailest for ever against him, and he passeth. Thou changest his countenance, and sendest him away. If I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. There be many that say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. For thou hast made him most blessed for ever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. The north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. All the inhabitants of the isle shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live for ever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. Be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. But if the ministration of death written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.